contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
By change of plans, we've decided to have Jose Hernandez in about a minute to do his segment. It's a buffer. Let's just call it a buffer because I'm serious when I say this. I'm almost afraid that something might be said that there would be the end of this show. So we don't want that to happen. As you know, Jose does Tech Talk. I will give you a chance to get in early if you have questions about your phone, your TV, your computer, your tablet, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You give me a minute, he'll be here, he'll do his monologue, and you're up next. So thank you for calling. Mark and Jason are Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. They were Stiefel Nicholas, and they've been with them for 27 years. And I say that every time we do this, but I want to establish with you, they didn't start this 2 months ago. They didn't just come out of some school where they learned about finance, and now they're going to see if they can be financial advisors. No, they've passed all the tests. Tests meaning working for clients and having them be happy with what you do for them. They're way past that. And they want you to know that while many financial advisors at their level won't even talk to you unless you have $100,000, $250,000, some cases $1 million. They'll be happy to meet with you if you have $25,000 or more to invest. Maybe it's already invested. Maybe you already have a financial advisor. This is one of those things that you have to do yourself. You have to, at some point, say, I don't want to end up 60, 70 years old and realize I don't have any money. How am I going to make it? I don't know how long I'm going to live. That's the number one. If we knew when we're going to die, this would be easy. Well, I know that I'm going to die at 83. I think I've got enough money to go to 86. Woohoo! I'm going to go on a spending spree. We don't know that. They don't know that. So you need, most people need the advice of people who do this all the time. So I invite you to set up a meeting. You start by going to their website. And the rest is up to you. If you like them, that's great. If you don't, hey, it was a meeting. I think you're going to like what they have to say. MarkandJason.com. All right, Tech Talk. This is the man. This is the man who can give you the kind of advice you'd pay dearly for. You'd be charged unless you have a, what do they call those agreements you have where you, I've bought them before where for 2 years you can call our tech support at no charge. If you don't have that, they charge you. And there's no charge here. This is free advice from a guy who knows a whole lot more about this stuff than we do. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Yes, the vacuum cleaner people, but when you go in these stores, you're going to see they have a whole lot more. Lots of great products. Oric products. One last time for the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Folks, here's Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a fantastic day. I'm fired up from that motivational speech I just heard. That now we're making progress. What, does anybody have anything for Jose?
I don't.
Well, I already said that, though. I got the LED flash to work on my phone.
Yes.
And now that I've got it, I really like it. If you folks with an iPhone, and I don't know about other phones, there's a setting when your phone rings, whether it's on vibrate or ring, the same flash that activates for the camera will flash. And it's really nice to have. If you're in a restaurant and you can't really hear the phone ring, and sometimes you don't feel it vibrate, you look down, it flashes through your pants. It goes through the material. No, seriously, your pants start flashing. And you go, oh, my pants are flashing. I've got a call or a text or something. So that's my contribution. Any Dan, anything to throw in? No?
No, nothing.
All right, we go to Jose. What do you have, Jose?
Community health systems, you may or may not be aware of them. They are in the Missouri area. Operate 206 hospitals across the United States. They announced today that hackers broke into their computers and stole 4.5 million patient information.
Is that all?
Just the 4.5 million.
That could have been worse.
If you've received treatment in a physician's office or a hospital tied to their network or one of their own hospitals in the past 5 years, or you've been referred by an outside doctor, you are affected. They're not saying possibly. They're just saying yes.
Not infected. Affected.
Affected. No,
correct.
Didn't Chop and Save announce, too, that they were hit?
Yeah.
Then last week?
Yeah, well, it just keeps happening.
It's going to happen to everybody eventually, right?
Before the end of the decade, your information will be released. They operate hospitals in 28 states, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Missouri. Check to see if you've been there. If so, you might want to take some precautions.
For a minute, you sounded like that song, I've Been Everywhere, Man, I've Been Everywhere. Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Delaware. I don't know the song, obviously.
Today, cable companies announced for the first time ever they have more broadband subscriptions than they do TV subscribers. People are buying internet from cable versus television from cable. All those cable cutters using Netflix and Hulu and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a problem for cable companies because cable companies make more money if they get you to do multiple things.
Bundling, they call
bundling,
it.
Bundling, that's correct. Windows 9 Preview is going to be available in late September or early October. It's officially codenamed right now Threshold. We don't know that it's going to be called Windows 9, but the presumption is Microsoft will call its latest OS Windows 9. That confirms what we talked about last week, that Windows 8 is pretty well done as far as any major changes they had initially promised to us. They're not going to roll all those up into Windows 9. Last but not least, happy 20th anniversary to the original smartphone.
Whoa.
20 years ago was the first one released. Any guesses as to who the manufacturer was?
LG.
That's a good guess, but no.
Motorola.
IBM.
I would never. I don't even think of IBM when I think of cell phone.
IBM made the first smartphone. It was called Simon.
I do remember that.
Simon's phone came out in August of 1994. It came out to It came out 3 years before the word smartphone was in the lexicon. They called it the personal communicator phone. It was meant to compete with the personal data assistants from companies like Apple, Casio, Tandy. You remember Casio?
Absolutely. I had a Casio calculator. I had something else.
Pilots almost. That was.
Wow. You know, I went through like four Palm Pilots.
Yes, Palm Pilot kick for a while.
I could never figure out how to make the thing really do anything. It was so frustrating.
By today's standards, it was pretty sparse, but you could make calls, receive pager messages, send and receive emails, had a calculator, calendar, and address book. You could also send and receive faxes. It had either an on-screen keyboard or a stylus that you could transmit and use handwriting for.
Yeah.
It had a 4.5-inch by 1.5-inch radioactive puke green LCD screen. And that was
come a long way, baby.
The grandfather of smartphones.
We have a lot of people who want to talk to you. We will start with, and folks, hang on. We will get to you. I think we'd start with Susan. Susan, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Susan.
I have a quick AM question for you.
I'll have a PM answer.
That'll be like AM
okay,
radio.
Cool. I have a new car, and whenever I try to listen to another AM radio station who plays the St. Louis Cardinal games, that station comes and goes and like it's modulating. Is that something my car is? I need to have it change the settings on my car?
No, your car is working just fine.
Or it sounds like
the car radio. I mean, I think she.
It sounds like maybe that station's in trouble, and they're very gradually going off the air.
Yep, that's probably it.
That could be it.
So, is there anything I can do to listen to a radio program of the baseball game without hearing it come and go so badly?
It doesn't do that on our station.
It does, but not to the same extent. I live out in the same area as you, Frank, and so AM is always a problem out here.
Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to have such a much bigger signal, I thought.
I heard that.
What do you think? You know what? It's weird. Cars are all so different. I've had cars with the greatest AM radios, and I've had cars with the same thing with FM.
How old is your car, Suzanne?
Brand new.
It's a brand new. 2014.
2014? Yeah. I mean, the only other option is to go the satellite route where you'll get a digital...
Yeah, or 2014, you should have Bluetooth.
Have you had the dealer check the connection on the AM antenna? Because there is an AM.
Yeah, they did. And they said if you're listening to other stations and they're all coming in well, then it's probably just the station.
Wow, you need to call the old folks station.
Well, I know.
See if they've heard other similar, because they'll tell you they haven't, though.
Yeah. Probably.
I'm really sorry about
that. They probably
don't
have a tech show.
Here's the solution. Just don't listen to them, and then we'll give you the scores here, and that's all you need. And then just stick with us.
Perfect. That's what I'll do.
There you go. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Susan, a reasonable, sensible person. Rick is next. Rick, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hello, Frank.
How you doing? Thank you, Rick.
Hallelujah. Hello, Rick.
My compliments, gentlemen, for helping somebody listen to your competitor. That's a class act. That's a class act. I tip my hat.
And by that, I assume you mean by running the press conference.
No. He's talking the previous caller.
Susan. Oh, well, that's the kind of people we are.
Yeah.
Rick.
We look past all that to try to help somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, Jose, I've got a Dell PC running Windows 7. Google Chrome is my search engine.
Yes.
Every time I open it up, at the top I've got 10 or 11 pages already opened. How do I make those go away?
Sounds like you have a browser hijack.
That's what I was going to say, browser hijack.
You're going to need a browser cleaning tool.
Which is called?
Browser cleaning tool. You'll do a search for it at download.com, which is a CNET website. And there should be a couple in there that will help you clean it out. If you have trouble with it toward the end of the week, if you haven't gotten to it, send me an email. I have a specific name somewhere in one of my files, one of my actual paper files that I keep track of. But you should be able to find it just by searching from download.com.
Thanks to you for the segment, and thanks to Frank for having you on every week.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
Bye-bye.
Our friends at Oric. They make me possible.
Oric, that's right. Oric. Tony's with us. Tony, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Tony?
AM and PM.
There you go.
10 years.
10 years. Good for you. Thanks.
Well, Jose, I got a computer. It's a small laptop I use just for playing around with. I was originally bought it for
porn.
Doing sketch work.
Porn.
But anyways, it's got the federal virus on it. How do I get rid of that?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Do you have a computer that doesn't have the virus on it? You can do some Google searching?
Yes.
Okay. There are three or four different versions of that virus running around. Take down the actual name, and when you get to Google, search it, and they will be able to send you to a web page that has a whole list of instructions to follow to remove it. It's not an easy one to get rid of.
So I've been told.
The other one would be is just if you don't have a lot of personal data on it or a lot of things, you could just reinstall the operating system and start clean.
On here, it says press F2.
It's going to come up when you go to safe mode, pressing F8. You're when it needs to go, pressing F8, get the instructions, and it'll have things to do with instructions, and it'll have booting to safe mode, and changing issues, and deleting files you don't think need to be deleted. Like, so one or the other. The other one is if you got the original operating disk, you can just take your personal data off, Yeah, pictures, files, Word documents you create, Excel spreadsheets, any banking information or like taxes, ADP, that kind of stuff. Take your personal stuff off and just reinstall the operating system.
Hmm. Okay, well, I appreciate your help, guys.
Tony, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And what are those other F keys? You always hear F2. What about all those other F keys?
There are a bunch of shortcuts you can do with them if you know.
Does
all those
mean,
codes, you know, hit Alt in a certain one and it'll do something.
Well, there's so much of that stuff I don't know.
And your laptop has a function key that adds additional F keys.
Ah, okay. I'm more confused. Boy, somebody just gave up and I was just about to hit him and he dropped out. He shouldn't have done that, Tony. We were just about to get to you. So we go to Tammy. Tammy, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
I'm good, Tammy. How are you?
Fine. I have a Mac, and we just started having problems. It's saying that when we turn it on, you can sign on. Like, we have three different people that sign on, me and my two daughters.
Three accounts, yes?
Yeah, three different accounts. And when I sign on, it says startup disk is full, and it goes to a blank screen.
Hmm.
And we can't, it won't let us do anything past that. My youngest, which is 12, and she knows more about it than I do. In fact, she's listening to write down what you say to do. But when we do it, it's saying we can reset everything, but it'll say we'll lose everything. And I'm trying to not do that and just be able to get in so we can delete some stuff so it's not full.
Do you have another machine you can get to the internet with?
Yeah.
I would Google that in the internet. I'm not real familiar with Macs, but that sounds like an interesting error message.
Okay.
And it sounds cryptic enough that if it says it can reset, likely when they say reset like they do in the Intel world, they mean reset, like welcome to the new day.
I know we'll lose every single thing I think it's that we've possible. Ever done on there.
Yeah. How old is your Mac?
Maybe a year and a half.
Where'd you get it?
Best Buy.
Oh, you might want to call the Nerd Herd over there and see if they got any suggestions for you.
Nerd Herd.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Tammy, before you get away, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Man, that is my favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm AM in the PM.
Of course you are. Thank you, Tammy.
All right. Thank you.
Remember off the air, I was telling you guys my real favorite age is 45.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Just today. Yeah.
And then look at that. Here she calls. This, I believe, is Jerry. Jerry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. And
hi, Jerry.
I'm AM in the PM. Well, I'd be the guy who called today.
We appreciate it.
I just got one question, Jose. I got a 26-inch, HDD TV. I don't use cable or anything else like that.
Okay.
I just got a regular antenna.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I had with the antenna, I've spent days and weeks trying to get this thing adjusted so I can get all the channels. Unfortunately, now where I have it, it's only like I can get 2, 4, then 5, 1, and 5, 2 won't come in, 11, 1, 11, 2 won't come in, 30 and 32 come in.
Right.
Is there a particular antenna? Do you have any idea I can get?
Hey, can I? I'd like to, every once in a while, I'd like to feel like I know something.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, Jerry, first of all, where do you live? Now, would you have asked him that? I think you would. Where do you live?
I live in New City.
Okay, well, that should not be a problem. Where is the antenna?
The antenna is I say I'm like the 15th floor. I'm close to the window. I got as close to the window as I can.
Okay, Jose, you can take it from here. To me, he's got one side of a building where if he had it on top of the building, it'd be a whole different ballgame.
Top of the building would help. What kind of antenna is it? Is it one of those little flat ones you place on the wall?
No, it's with the ears and
right.
And all like that. And
it's a semi-directional antenna.
I went to Radio Shack and bought one. Cost more, the thing didn't work, hasn't worked, or nothing like that, taking it back.
Right. The best bet I can have for you is there's, and I don't know the name of the website, but if you'll do a Google search for HD television antenna locations in the St. Louis area, it will give you a map of where the actual transmitter antennas are for HD. There's a potential that you may be split between a set of them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, when you get out to where Frank lives, he just has to point back towards St. Louis to get all the antennas.
But Jerry, you live in a complex, right?
Right.
In my case, my antenna is on top of my house, and I had it in the attic. The minute I had somebody come out and put it on top of the house, boom, everything came through the antenna.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that, like, I've gotten, like, when I do the TV scan, it'll give me like about 25 channels.
Right.
But then when I go to use them,
yeah, they're
I can't
crap.
See anything.
You can't see half of them. Yeah, right. It'll grab even a partial signal and lock it in as one of your pre-programmed signals.
Jerry, is there a chance you could put the antenna outside somewhere?
No.
Okay.
I sure can because I have screens on it, and then like I said, they have screens on the windows. There's no way in the world that they would come and let me, you know, put it outside. I wish they would.
But would they let you? What floor are you on?
15.
And how high is the building?
Oh, it's that's the top floor, the 15th floor.
Well, it seems to me if you could get permission, put it on the roof.
Yeah.
It's right above you.
But you'd have to get the cord in.
Well, any company, that's a simple installation. If they'd let him drop a cord and put it on the roof, if you ask the property management people, there's your solution. And I can almost guarantee you get great reception. And you're
I know. They told me no.
Oh, okay. Well, you already thought of that. Wow. Sorry. I thought I could jump in and help with this.
But no, I thank you. I thank you for that and stuff, you know. So
yeah.
I'll just keep trying, and thanks for your service, Jose.
All right.
Good luck, Jerry.
Jerry, thanks
thank
for calling.
You.
Thanks
Bye.
For listening. Well, they're out of time or beyond out of time. If you did not get through and you want to communicate with Jose, he has an email address. Here it is, techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oreck, as we always do. If you're ever near one of their stores, go in. Go in. They got great stuff in there. And it's not just vacuum cleaners. And there's some stuff for $5 and $6 in there. You're going to be stunned at how good these products are, like carpet spot remover cleaner things. We thank Oreck and we thank Jose. Thank you, Jose.
Good day, everybody.
Jose Hernandez, everybody. Wow, look, they're on their feet. They're on their feet. John Londoff's on the phone, and I know he's a team player, and he knows we are way behind because of that, whatever that was. John?
George!
So he's not going to waste any time today? Is that what you're
that's
saying?
My life.
He's
going to get
ready? I mean, it's still a long way off for duck season, but... Oh, my God. We're just quackers over here at Jenny Londoff Chevrolet with these great deals we're giving. So I heard you're a little short on time.
Yep. Yeah, sorry about that.
And a little, kind of short on hair. You got a short haircut going.
See,
so.
That wasn't, you know what? See, that was not necessary. That wasn't necessary.
I don't know why I did that.
I don't either.
You know, I love you, Frank.
I don't want to hear that. A little short.
Why?
He wants it somewhere between insult and love.
How about
oh,
somewhere?
Oh, man, I cannot wait to
thank
see
you.
When we're going out to dinner again soon, so I can give you a great big old man hug. I mean, right in front of a bunch of people, too.
You've just now ensured it won't be for a while.
All right, then. I think it's your turn to pay, so I get no hugs.
Hey, can I do something that, if you don't do it, I'll do it? For the people in the St. Louis area who are not familiar with North County, when they hear West Florissant is a road, an avenue, you're in Florissant. I don't want anybody to be confused to think, well, we were thinking about coming from way down south here. You're not in Ferguson, and there's no problem. They will not have any issues if they come to your dealership. And I just think sometimes people confuse street names with municipalities. And
well, there's huge parts of Ferguson, too, that are not
affected at all.
So.
It's a quarter mile stretch. So, folks, knock yourselves out. Come up to Florissant to the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, and you'll
That's
be
right.
fine. And you'll meet a lot of nice people in there.
A lot of mine. That's unbelievable people, and you'll want to hug us. That's okay. It's we're your hugging material here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. That's why we call it Londoff Love when we're giving you these great, great, great deals. And we're right off of a beautiful Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit since March of 1960. Here.
Ooh, wow. Hang on a second. So you've
started.
Been...
He started in my dad. They got the Chevy store in Wellston.
Hold on, we want to do a quick calculation. Yeah. If you opened there at that location in 1960, that means you have been at that location for hang on here
83 years.
83 years. Wow. Wow.
Man,
that's a long time.
You have a calculator. How do you figure that out?
Well, it's a station calculator, and all the equipment
here is old. Well, that answers it.
Yeah, it's old. Old equipment.
Is it from that McCracker McGregor? Is he the one that has that?
Yes.
The guy in the morning?
The station abacus we use.
He vetoed the requisition for newer calculators.
The guy that really tries to come in after Farmer Dave has a stellar report, baby, all morning long, and then... No, I love McGraw. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Sometimes the truth comes out.
Yeah, he does a great job. And he just bought another vehicle, bought another Chevy Malibu.
You better love him because he's seeing to it that he's everywhere. He's all over the radio and TV.
Who know what? We've been very, very busy today. So thank you very much. A lot of... hold on a second.
I got quite
a few.
Breaking news.
Ronnie Gilchrist.
Ronnie.
From Lake St. Louis. Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Just bought a new Chevy Sonic. Ronnie, thank you very, very much. Ronnie Gilchrist from Lake St. Louis. And Karen Barnes. Karen Barnes from beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Bought a new Chevy Cruze. So thank you to Karen Barnes and to Ronnie Gilchrist. And, you know, they're just two people that I've got on my... copies of here, but there's so many other listeners. They're AM and the PM. They're great people. They're happy. They want to laugh. We need to laugh. We need to be happy. We're going to get through everything. We'll hopefully be a better community when it's all over with. But we're up late tonight, as late as you want to keep us here. Your listeners will be here with open arms.
So you have
no... you won't hug us, Frank. Some of our customers will.
So no curfew at Londo?
No.
All right.
That's you kidding me?
Good to know. And real quickly, if I were the folks at Sonic, the drive-through drive-in place, I would have made a deal with Chevy and say, hey, anybody that buys a Sonic gets a free whatever at Sonic. Does that make sense? That's easy.
You know, that stuff just comes to you naturally. How do you control all these thoughts?
Well,
I bet it's hard to sleep at night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Poor thing.
Partly because my wife is constantly hounding me for more sex. More sex. And I just keep saying, let me get some sleep.
I got too much stuff rattling around in my brain.
And now I
got
to put up with that pressure.
Yeah. Poor thing.
That's the life of a married man, though. Ask any married
man.
That's
right. That's right. Especially when he's got,
no hair. Go ahead and say it.
Body chiseled out of, Ulysses. I mean,
now he's making fun of the gut.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm ending this now.
Let me help you.
I'm ending it now.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7/365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. And just can't wait to meet some more of the AM and the PM crowd.
All right, John, they're on the way.
All right, love you, buddy.
Thank you. I like you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, love you, too.
Yeah, well, I like you. A quick break. Maybe I could get a little caught up here. Can I do that? The audience understands. Or let me take a couple calls. Can I just do quickly? Because we haven't had a chance to really talk to anybody.
You want a break first, and then we can come back?
I tell you what, we'll break.
We'll have a little time to take calls.
I'm going to do a little quick business. We're going to break, come back, take some calls. I really want to take some calls today. When the world, as you know, and maybe don't know, but it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For anybody who's thinking, wait a minute, I saw where new home builders, I read the more windows. So I'm not talking about new home. I'm talking about replacement windows. When your windows crap out, and they do because they're builder-grade windows, generally, unless you specify something better, when they start no longer doing what they're supposed to do, you replace them. And more people replace them in this country with Window World windows than any other window. And it's a real simple reason why. They're affordable, and they're really good windows. That's it. It's that simple. Really good, affordable windows. $189 a piece. Whether you buy one or 100. If you got 100 windows, you got a pretty big house, I'm thinking. They'll be happy to take care of you. They use their own people to install. It's not, well, we hired an outside and we didn't realize. It's their people. They take full responsibility for the way they take the old windows out and put the new windows in and any mess that's left behind, which there won't be. Window World, the one with a good housekeeping seal of approval and the great warranty, the number one selling replacement window. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Wiley. And this report's brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. If you can't beat rush hour traffic, you may as well enjoy it. And there's no better way to enjoy it than with the delicious Mrs. Freshley's snack cake. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. Just got a report of a possible head-on collision on Telegraph at Jeffco in Jefferson County. We also have a fuel spill that they've got a right lane down on eastbound 70 just before Highway 270. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 44 just after Highway 270. All lanes are open. Everything's running well there. If you're traveling eastbound 270, things are stacking up now just east of McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170 between 70 and 270 running slow. And on westbound 40, the usual slowdowns now. Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. This report also brought to you by DeVry University. They provide the education and support you need to pursue the career you want. Plus, $75 million in scholarships and grants available this school year to those who qualify. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning, we'll bring you the latest from the unrest in Ferguson with ABC's Steve Portnoy and the KTRS Newsroom. Tim Weiland brings you traffic, and Jim Holder mans the sports desk all morning long. Plus, we'll have visits from ABC's Trey Harden and the Show Me Institute's David Stokes. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-2189. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather save more of your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-600-2189. That's 1-800-600-2189.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care right there on Dunn Road in Florissant or BowenDentalCare.com.
This is Scott Sherman. There's a terrible trend in our community involving home ownership. Over 5,000 area families have been foreclosed on in the first quarter alone. But Steve Scallon from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, that doesn't have to happen, does it?
No, it doesn't, Scott. And I can tell you that over 90% of the people who come into our office are not only able to stop foreclosure, but to be able to bring their loan back current into a payment that's affordable to them going forward.
So if people aren't talking to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, they're making a huge mistake.
Absolutely. Here's a plain and simple fact. If you haven't spoken to the St. Louis Home Retention Group about your mortgage issue or your potential mortgage issue, then you're not doing yourself justice. You're not doing your family justice, putting yourself in the best position to provide a roof over your family's head.
How do they do that?
636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Pick up the phone. You got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
Would you spend $199 to save $5,000 or more? No matter where you are in the mortgage process, your proposals are going to be 50 to 60 pages long. You have no idea how many unnecessary fees are hidden in that paperwork. I'm Mike Galani, founder of Loan Caddy. Loan Caddy is the first home loan advisory company in the nation. You're going to get your mortgage from someplace else. We're not a bank. We're not a lender. We don't do loans. We're going to go through all of that legal mumbo jumbo and make sure your mortgage is not stuffed with unnecessary fees. On average, we save our clients anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000, and it only costs $199. If you're not completely satisfied, you get your money back. Everyone on our team has been in the mortgage industry for many years, and we know exactly where to look to save you money. To get the process started, just go to LoanCaddy.com. LoanCaddy.com. You can't afford not to talk to us. That's Loan, C-A-D-D-I-E.com.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town, but I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, just because you pass an R&R Sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $22 a month.
Call 1-800-919-5667 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-5667. 1-800-919-5667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, St. Louis. Michael Rothman here, Carpet King at Best Buy Flooring. Are you thinking of replacing those worn, outdated floors but waiting for the kids to go back to school? Then come on over to 7301 North Lindbergh, two blocks north of 270. Our 50,000-square-foot warehouse showroom is stocked and staffed by our expert sales team. No waiting for delivery or installation. We don't sell cabinets, appliances, or TVs, just flooring for over 50 years. Come in and see for yourself. Free financing for qualified buyers. The best selection, the best price, Best Buy Flooring.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
DeVry provides the education and support you need to pursue the career you want. Plus, there are $75 million in scholarships and grants if you qualify. Visit DeVry.edu.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man.
I think this is Maroon 5.
Yes.
We have time for a couple of quick calls. Let me, I would give the numbers, but... But, you know, I don't know if we have time, but we have time for Linda. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hi. Fine, Frank. I'm AM and the PM, of course.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I called last Tuesday, and I got through, but you went off on your news break at 4, and I had to hang up and leave. I had to go babysit, so I didn't get a chance. You were on the subject of heaven and hell, and I wanted to remind you of a joke you haven't told since you were on Kix.
Well, now, wait a minute. You didn't hear me tell it. I may have told it. What's the joke?
It involves a dream, the ladders, and the
No. I've told it here 3 or 4 times.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Climb the ladder to success?
No.
Okay.
The ladder to heaven. You write your sins on the ladder if you go up.
I don't even recall.
Oh, you told it. You told it when you were on Kicks. Jack Carney told it when I was in high school. This is an old joke. I graduated
Who's Jack
in 61.
Carney?
The late great Jack Carney told it.
Never heard of it. Well, tell me the joke. I mean, tell me. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't remember.
So I had a dream that I died and I went to heaven.
Okay.
And I got up to the pearly gates and I thought, oh, I made it. And St. Peter said, nope, you haven't made it yet. And he points to a big long row of ladders, and they go up from the cloud we were standing on into a cloud way up high. You could not see the top. And he handed me a piece of chalk, and he said, now I want you to start climbing the ladder, and you will have total recall, and you will write down on each rung as you go up, you will write a sin that you committed in your life, from the tiniest little thing to the biggest thing.
All right, let me stop you and say, does this have something to do with I need more chalk?
Well, when you're finished, you're either in heaven or hell.
Okay.
Okay, depending on what you do. So I began to climb. And, of course, I'm right-handed, so I'm riding with my right hand, and my left hand is above me on the next rung. And I step up one rung at a time. Every little thing, chewing gum in school, telling that little white lie, every little thing came to me in perfect recall. And I wrote, and I climbed, and I wrote, and I climbed. And just when I thought I was at the end, there was a horrible pain in my left hand. And I looked up, and it was you, Frank, coming down for more chalk.
I see. It is a more chalk joke.
Yes, it's the more chalk joke.
Okay.
Why, have you said that? Okay.
You know what? You're right. I have not told that joke here.
Since you were on Kicks.
Right.
Right. And there's another one you haven't told since you were on Kicks, and it's equally as old because my mother told it to me when I was a teenager. The one about the small-town ministers who rode bicycles to visit their flock.
I remember where I left my hat.
The two small-town ministers. You told it once when you were on Kicks. They lived in a little bitty town, and they rode bicycles every day to visit their flock, and one day one of them was walking. Don't you remember that?
Well, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
You got a better memory than I do. Keep going.
Well, you know, they would meet, and they would wave, and they were good friends, and one day one of them was walking, so the other one stopped and said, what happened? Where's your bicycle? You have a flat tire? And he said, no. I got up this morning, and I went out to get my bicycle, and it was gone. He said, I think my bicycle was stolen. And the other minister said, oh, I can't believe that. He said, we know everybody in this town.
There's a sermon.
Can't.
This is of adultery or something. He was at the gal's house, right?
No, he was. They decided to preach their sermons on the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Right. Thou shalt not commit adultery here.
That's what I just said. Now I remember where I left my bike. It's an adultery joke.
Okay. Well, yes. I have a little trouble understanding what I'm hearing. Okay.
No, and the reason I haven't told those two jokes, this is weird. I just decided at some point, and there are other jokes I don't tell anymore. For some reason, over time, I just didn't think they were quite funny enough. Maybe I was wrong. Thank you for reminding me of those, and you're right. You have a great memory.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, listen, I want to tell you one more thing, though.
Real quickly.
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. 2 days ago was my baby brother's birthday.
Okay.
And I wrote a poem for him and put it in his card. I'm already in your talent thing on poetry, but I wrote this poem, knocked it out Wednesday morning, and you want to hear a little poem?
I have 1 minute at the most. Go ahead.
Okay. Five little Tootkins in a row, the youngest one, our baby bro. Was he born 50 years ago? Where did the time go? I don't know. It marches on both fast and slow. Sometimes they're high, sometimes they're low. So when you set that cake on fire and watch those 50 candles glow, though it takes all your breath to blow, stand tall and say, on with the show. Ta-da.
Yeah.
That's for my baby
that's
brother.
That's very nice. You know the man from Nantucket?
Yes, I know several that begin like that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Linda.
Okay, have a good day.
What a memory.
Yeah.
What a that was a long time ago. And it's true. For some reason, I just decide arbitrarily, it's not as funny as it used to be to me. Do I have time for this before Bill Cleveland? First Community Credit Union. I've told you is where I do all my banking. That's the truth. If you put me on a lie detector test or on the stand under oath, they say, where do you do your banking? I say, First Community Credit Union. They say, yeah, but all your banking. I say, First Community Credit Union. Checking, savings, car loan, blah, 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 blah. Business loan, even. First Community Credit Union. The number one, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. Very stable, very secure. When you become a member, you'll get it. You'll understand why so many people have left their banks and do all their banking at First Community Credit Union. They will probably offer you popcorn. If they don't, it's right there. Just go knock yourself out. If it's hot, they'll offer you a bomb pop or maybe a popsicle. And they're always going to offer you the best rates they can possibly offer you. They're going to offer you terrific service because you're not just a customer. You are a member of First Community Credit Union. And there's a charge for that. It's a dollar. That's not a joke. You'll see it on your statement. $1 for every account. A small price to pay for great service. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. From downtown St. Louis. Is he in downtown St. Louis? Where is he?
I guess.
We'll find out. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. It's a great way to get a great Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
You know what? Not too bad. How are you, Frank?
I'm having a great day.
Yeah, sure you are. Taylor Swift has announced, Frank, that she'll perform at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, meanwhile, Kanye West has announced that he'll interrupt her.
Of course
they're all ready to go.
Of course he will.
And now into the second week of chaos up in Ferguson. Boy, I don't want to say things are starting to get ridiculous.
Now, what I haven't heard, I have not heard about this. What's going on in Ferguson?
Yeah, but they even Israel and Hamas are like, geez, get it together.
Yeah, get it.
The National Guard now actually on the scene up in Ferguson after an order by Governor Jay Nixon. And the last time a governor had to use the National Guard was actually when Chris Christie wanted to be first in line at the grand opening of a Dunkin' Donuts. And finally, this afternoon.
Didn't he have a gastric bypass? Wasn't he supposed to be losing a lot of weight or something?
I think so.
A couple years ago, I think he had.
Wow.
And I think he did lose a lot of weight. He's still a big guy.
Yeah.
A 95-year-old swimmer is in the news for breaking a world record. Yeah, it's very impressive. The man did the 50-yard freestyle in less than 3 days.
Wow!
Yeah. The Book Loveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
The reason I can't make fun of the 95-year-old swimmer is he swims, I don't. He's 95, and he does more exercise than I do. I have a hard time making fun of a guy like that. We're about to have a terrific playhouse and a really good joke that I haven't told in a while. Not as long as, you know, far back as Linda remembers, but a while. So get ready. 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC.